Look through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicles' Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
All right, Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Marty. Doing well, thanks.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you, first of all, I always like to get the football out of the way first. I watched the Stanford-Oregon thing at the end. Shouldn't the Oregon coach be fired for this? I mean, how does he not take a knee and just run?
The game was over. Yeah, you know, right? He didn't take the smart route. He trusted his guys to, you know, keep running it out, and they didn't. They completely coughed up the game. It was an amazing confluence of terrible mistakes by Oregon and just amazing resilience from Stanford to just keep believing and pull that game out. Pretty wild.
Yeah, no one gave him the game plan of take a knee.
Exactly. Take a friggin' knee, man.
Come on. Are you kidding me? Holy cow. Well, all right. We'll get that out of the way. The other one is Dolphins Raiders. And, of course, I grew up in Miami with the Shula, Sanka, Warfield, and all that stuff. And I'll never forget the Stabler, Clarence Davis. It still breaks my heart. It does, I must tell you.
Yeah, that I really enjoyed watching those Miami teams, too. Paul Warfield, Greasy to Warfield, just too good. Mercury Morris. And, the Raiders had their share of heartbreaking losses. Incomprehensible things happened to them. But that time they pulled it out.
Yeah, very good. All right, enough of football. We'll let Larry Kruger handle the Niners today.
Yeah.
We'll let him figure that one out. Boy, what a week of baseball coming up. I mean, you know, I just really took a look at this wild card thing in the National League. You know, the Brewers haven't put anybody away. They've got Wade Miley today in a very big game for them, and the Cardinals in Colorado are one game in the loss column, so there's real action this week.
Yeah, definitely. And the Brewers play the Cardinals, you know, conveniently, coming up here starting tomorrow, and that'll be really worth watching. I had a note the other day about, you know, we know about Josh Hader, the lefty reliever for the Brewers. We've talked about him on the show, how just insanely unhittable the guy is. His strikeout to inning ratio is just comically impressive. And then the Cardinals come back with this kid, Jordan Hicks. I mean, I don't even know what to make of this guy. He throws 105 miles an hour in the ball, and it sinks low and into a right-handed hitter. And then he has a wiffle ball slider that goes the other way. So, you know, those two guys are going to be big in this wild card race as it comes down to that. I don't know. I don't think Colorado has what it takes to pass the Dodgers, but we'll see. The Giants could have a big, big say in that next weekend, so we'll see how that works out. I think Colorado, though, if they don't win the division, I think they'll be left out behind Milwaukee and St. Louis.
Yeah, they may be able to catch St. Louis, as you point out. Milwaukee's got them, and then the Cubs get St. Louis next weekend. So,
yes.
So St. Louis is they've got a tough week, and the Rockies, I'm sure the Padres are in there somewhere. You know, for them, probably the last weekend or something, because the Dodgers are here, so I mean, they probably get the Padres. Yeah, this is going to be, I think this is going to be, we wait for this, you know that, for that last week to see the jumping around and what can happen. I think we're in for something in the National League. This thing is not a done deal for me.
Oh, not at all. Not at all. And, you know, just on the flip side, it's really nice to see Atlanta just put the Phillies away and just take that division. The suspense is all gone there, but, you know, good for them. They're going to be, to me, they're going to be really fun to watch in the playoffs. You know, Freddie Freeman and all the speed that they have, and the Cubs, you know, trying to hold off Milwaukee to try and win that division and forget about, you know, anything else. They've got some issues with Addison Russell. You know, who knows what's going on there, but as long as they got Javier Baez, I give him a chance. So pretty good stuff. You're right.
Yeah, it's all good. John Lester, how about the season he's having? You know, coming out of he just doesn't lose now, and they need him.
Yeah, so many guys get hurt, you know, I mean, or miss starts or this and that, and boy, they talk about being blessed with a great arm. This guy's, you know, he's had issues. Sometimes he can't throw the ball to first base, or he's rolling the ball over there, or can't field a bunt because he has to throw to the bases. But meantime, the guy's got just unrelenting good stuff. And absolutely, you know, they're gonna need him. I think, you know, they have more faith in him than Cole Hamels, as good as he has been on occasion. If they get into an actual series and avoid the wild card game, but he's come a long way since the game he pitched for Oakland in the wild card game against Kansas City when it went so wrong for him.
Boy, that's what they needed, and that's the one game that he couldn't finish up. But
yeah,
boy, but Bruce, you said it very eloquently, as you always do, and I know you're right about it this week, but the bullpens are the story. You know, the Dodger bullpen, you know, is in the middle of this thing. The Arizona bullpen sunk them, just knocked them out of the race. And then you look at the Yankee bullpen. You know, the Yankee bullpen is no piece of cake here. But Tatis can't get anybody out. And Chapman's coming back from the injury. And then you got the A's with the, you know, the militia. You know, one after another, they just keep coming in. And, boy, this is, I'll tell you, the bullpens are going to be the story. I've never seen anything like this in my life.
Yeah, the A's, that's going to be so interesting, assuming that they do play that game, wherever they play it, but especially in New York. You know, if the A's were to get a lead in that game, and then they come in with this ridiculous procession of relievers, and Blake Treinen, forget about it. It's over if it gets to him with a lead. And you're right, the Yankee bullpen, it looks so great. You know, they got Britton and Betances and Chapman. Chapman is back now, but he kind of got knocked around in his first outing. I'm not sure. I don't think he pitched yesterday, but yeah, absolutely. It's all about the bullpens now. And even with the teams that with guys who do go 6, 7, or 8 innings, it's still going to come down to can you finish it. Yeah. And it's week to week. You know, is the bullpen strong? Is it isn't? Is it falling apart? It's looking great now. You really don't even know till the game starts if whatever trend in progress is still going on. But I think the A's, you know, if they get through that wild card game, that bullpen, it could carry them away, even against the Red Sox.
Yeah, and you know, I'll tell you something. This is very obscure, one of those obscure points, but catching is going to be very important because the catcher's got to catch 12 pitchers in a game. And you,
exactly.
And you got guys throwing 95, 97, 100, like you say, with Hicks, with movement. You know, Yadier Molina is a big deal, and Gary Sanchez can't catch a watermelon.
Yeah. That's a great contrast there. I mean, Yadier Molina is 100 years old. He's still just tremendous. He's still, you know, getting big hits, homering. But that pitching staff appreciates him beyond all measure. And, yeah, here come the Yankees into the postseason with a guy who he's a catcher who doesn't really catch the ball that well, which is kind of a prerequisite, you know. Tons of pass balls. There have been others that could have been charged to him. He's kind of lazy back there. He doesn't get the job done. And, boy, it could really come down to something like that, you know, where just one missed pitch and it's to the backstop and the run scores and it's really not on the pitcher, it's on you. So that'll be pretty cool to watch. And the A's have an interesting guy in Lucroy. I thought that was a tremendous pickup because they were losing faith really quickly in Bruce Maxwell, and they've kind of cut him loose pretty much, and they get this guy who throws out his share of runners and can handle a staff, and he can handle, you know, 12 guys a night if he has to.
Yeah, Ray Fossey was on with us earlier. Just, I love having Ray on. He said Lucroy's got the best percentage of anyone in baseball throwing runners out. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, he's got a gun, and he puts it right on the spot, which is always very cool to watch.
All right, Houston Astros. I woke up early today. You know, I had the early show today, so I watched the quick pitch on MLB Network.
Right.
And they showed the highlights of the Astros game. It looked like a video game. I Bruce, I'm telling you, you put these guys in that park, and it's a different ball game. That left field thing, they just have the swing. They could knock it out of there.
Yeah, and they're really aggressive. They're not too big on working the count and this and that, and they go after you right away. You got Springer and Altuve right at the top. Those are two, and Bregman. These are all MVP type guys, and you know they're healthy now. And Gurriel is just raking. You know, Josh Reddick, McCann's back. If they get McCullers, who can do anything at all, even inside of the bullpen, I don't know. I don't know how you beat that team. They're really fun to watch too.
Boy, last thing, Mikolas pitches today. We haven't touched on the Giants, but this guy is a great story coming back from Japan. from a couple of years, and he kicked them out the Padres and the Rangers. He's 16-4. And, you know, he gives up some runs here, but, he keeps you in the game, and he wins. He gets wins because he stays in there long enough. He's the Lizard King. And I caution everyone, a spoiler alert here, the guy ate a live lizard in the bullpen of the Arizona Fall League, and it's on YouTube, and you could, for 2 minutes, the guy's eating a live lizard.
Oh, my God. Yeah, speaking of the Jewish Hall of Fame, I can just hear Chris Berman, tonight, let it be Michelos.
I think Chris is, I'll tell you, Bruce, that was some night with him. He's terrific. What a terrific
guy.
Yeah.
I was so hoping I could be there and watch all of you guys. You know, Mike Silver is really a Dick Gould. I've known him for years. He was up in Oregon with putting my daughter back in school, but I heard it was a great night, and really congratulations to all you guys. Tremendous stuff.
Yeah, it was fun. I learned a lot about Matt Levine. I didn't realize he had created all that of the Sharks. I mean, the greatest marketing in the history of sports.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Put that together. But yeah, I appreciate it. We wish you could have been there too. All right. I got to run. Next week is our last weekend, and I know I can't wait for your columns this week. The baseball stuff is going to be really good, so I appreciate it.
Great. If you got to run, don't pull a hammy.
Don't worry. Those days are over.
Yeah, same here.
I said after the hip surgery, I said I walk to first, I don't slide into second. That's the deal.
Don't fall. It's a big key. It's a key to life. Yeah.
No kidding. All right. More accidents happen at home, but don't eat a lizard. And believe me, don't look at this until lunchtime.
I was planning on doing that, but you kind of talked me out of it.
No,
I don't think
I'm
going to be good.
I'm telling you
to do that.
No,
yeah.
It's not. I'm telling you, but he is the Lizard King, and he's pitching today. All right.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Marty.
All right. Have a good day. All right. More coming up after this.